I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's been good. I feel like, you know, he obviously played quarterback in the past, so, you know, he has that passing mindset. It's going to be a lot of fun with him up in the box calling the plays and seeing what we can do this year.
How much of a relationship did you have with him last year? He's a quarterback's coach. And what have you learned about him more personality-wise now that you maybe interacted with him?
You know, I learned he's tough and wants to make big plays and wants to beat every single team, no matter what the score is, no matter what the week is, or no matter who the team is. You know, we always want to win. We want to come out big. I know that's the big message that he wants to send out this year, and that's what we're going to try our best to do.
How does Coach Dorsey cater to your strengths so far?
Like I said, he likes to pass the ball. He wants to create big plays. He wants to be the best OC in the game, and I know with that you gotta be calling the right stuff at the right time. And when the big plays happen, you know, it'll all be because of him. So,
do you notice the difference between things with Ken now and limited time compared to how Davis did it?
You know, I feel like it's too early to tell when it comes to that kind of stuff. They both have great minds and want to run a great offense, and I feel like they're pretty similar in a lot of ways. Obviously, they have their own little things about them that are different, but, again, great offensive minds, both of them. You know, as a receiver, I mean, route running, recognizing coverages and being able to make contested catches and just being out there for 70, 80 plays and executing at a high level.
How did learning from, like, Emmanuel Sanders and Cole Beasley prepare
mm-hmm.
you for that?
Yeah, I feel like it was great. I've had some of the best guys who ever played the game and played with some of the best guys who've ever played the game to give me pointers throughout my past 2 years being under them, and I'm excited now to step up and play that role and be able to use what they gave me in order to execute. Yeah, it's funny. Actually, I was someone asked me that. I remember I told him, but it was just I did a lot of standing up in my stance, and I feel like I had to kind of let a split second of the time being wasted by just trying to get out of it. So staying low, being strong, and playing to my strength. Being a big physical receiver, so that kind of helped me out and helped me understand what I could do just right at the start of the play to become way better.
On that note, I saw Chad working with you on, like, some pressure hands, like almost like you have to be a boxer a little bit mm-hmm. on defensive. What's the difference since you've evolved in facing press coverage at this level? What's it like?
I mean, back when I was at UCF for the past 2 years, I was lining up 2 yards from the out of bounds, so I was always seeing press coverage. It's not about that. I just want to be the best at it. Being a bigger receiver, you're not the quickest at the line, so guys feel like they can put their hands on you a little bit more easier, and that's what they're going to try and do. So just working on those hands, trying to be the best at that. I feel like I am good at the line of scrimmage when it comes to that stuff, and just want to, again, have that be, you know, my a big strength of my game.
Is it part of that not giving them anywhere to place their hands and not just fighting off, but you're just talking about how you stand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just staying low, not giving them your chest. And if they do hit you, which they will, there will be guys that will get their hands inside of you, just being able to stay calm and be able to still get their hands off you and play through it.
How did you get your head right this offseason after Kansas City?
You know, I feel like I really didn't need to do anything. I mean, I'm blessed with that game and what it brought me, but we lost, and, you know, it wasn't the game that it should have been. Kind of already over it. You know, people bring it up to me all the time. Kind of tired of hearing it. I understand that, you know, it was a great game. I loved it. I appreciate everything. It was the biggest blessing in my life that could have happened to me. But the future's now, and we got to move on. And now it's time for, you know, year three.
How much confidence does it give you to know that Josh trusts you?
It gives you a lot of confidence. I mean, a guy of that caliber to be able to, you know, lean on and know that he can lean on you. And those tight pressure situations is what you work so hard for, to have the team trust you. I feel like that's my biggest thing. I want everybody on that team to know when I'm out there on the field, they're going to get my best, and they can trust me when I'm out there to win the game.
Yeah, with all the success that you've had, you know, some of these younger guys are going to be looking at you a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You were a rookie and a second-year guy, and going into year three, is it any
any different this time around with a lot of, you know, like a young group of wide receivers coming in?
Yeah, of course. Just having the experience now a little bit going into my third year and being able to play the snaps that I've done. I do see how that role is kind of being pushed onto me now. So I'll do whatever I can to help those guys. But, again, I'm still learning. I'm a young receiver, and I'm glad I got a guy like Jameson here now and Stephon Diggs, even Isaiah McKenzie, guys that have been in the league for a while to be able to learn from and still gain a lot of knowledge and become a better receiver. Dorsey just wants to attack every single play. He doesn't want to let up on anything, and that's the biggest thing. I'm happy that he's going to give us a lot of opportunities to go out there and make big plays, and that's what you need too, because not every game is going to be your best game. Just as much as you can have four touchdowns in one, you can have four drops in one as well. But even having those same opportunities to be able to go out there and execute is always what you want. Yeah, he got me on one. I slipped out of my hands a little bit. I was a little hesitant coming around the back. You know, he's over there slinging it still in between. But it was fun to see him do that. You know, you see how guys who used to play, they kind of get that it sometimes. They just want to get into a drill randomly. Chad does that a lot too. So it's fun having that happen out here. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it just makes our life a lot easier. We still have a similar offense, tweaking some things here and there, but it's nothing too crazy of a change. And, again, it's always good when you have and I'm not, you know, but he played the quarterback position. He's been back there. He's been through the fire. He's been on great teams and played with great people. He understands, you know, what people want and what us players want, and that's a lot of – that's a lot of fun to have a guy like that back there.
What is Dorsey's personality like?
No, Doris has a huge personality. You know, he gets fired up quick, so he's going to have to be in the box. We can't have him out there on the field. So if he hears this, he needs to know that he's definitely going to be in the box all year. Yeah, no, we'll decide. We'll make sure he's in the box. We'll make sure he's up there for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.